Thank you, President. In the morning, we shared reflections on sections A and B, and now I will be sharing reflections on sections F and G. On section F, on paragraph 33, it was a reflection that we shared on Monday in the general remarks too. A decision to convene a conference to examine the final report of the group of experts needs to be based on consensus as a general rule in the workings and decision-making of the convention. The current language with the majority of states asking for it does not fully respect that and actually makes the process for convening that conference obscure. We would propose to amend the paragraph to start as follows: if states parties by consensus decide to convene a conference. That could be one way. Or we would be open to other formulations that would be respecting the consensus-based decision-making, or we would also be open to consider already naming that conference now, or if making that conference more clear as to be able to discuss the report, we might insert it to paragraph 32 as well, because at the end of it we say submitted to all states parties for their consideration. It could be possible at the 2026 meeting of states parties, or based on the Japanese intervention, if the timelines would be adjusted for completing the report, we can also be flexible to work on that part. And for paragraph for section G, on paragraph 35, the ISU is indeed crucial in our efforts for the effective implementation of the convention, and we commend all the work of the staff. Yet we believe that the mandate of the ISU should be renewed for the next intersessional period as usual practice. So we would propose for paragraph 34 that the extension of the mandate is for the period from 2023 to 2026. And for clarification, I should underscore that we do not exclude the possibility of the creation of an indefinite or permanent ISU or secretariat within the convention in the future. We believe that could be achieved pending on the development of a set of measures and mechanisms. Thank you. And we also would support the biorisk to be reinserted into the text. Thank you.
Thank you. The United States.